Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Before we get started on today's episode, we'd like to thank our sponsors, BetterHelp and HelloFresh.
New year, new habits, new budget, new favorite meals. Cut back on expensive takeout and discover your new favorite recipes for eating well with HelloFresh. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code JUICE65.
JUICE65.
At HelloFresh.com/JUICE65.
JUICE65. Hello and welcome to the Gin & Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mel.
And we're real life sisters and we get on here every single week and talk about a little bit of everything and absolutely nothing at all.
Yes.
I'm off in the juice. She's off in the gin. And together we make up gin and
lies.
Juice. So we like to start with a little segment that we call Long Story Short. And do you want to go first? Because you have some stuff. Or do you want me to go first and I can make mine short?
I can go.
Okay, go.
So I think last time I talked about that I was thinking about doing a cruise.
Yes, I think so. If not, you could catch the folk
up. Okay. The way that I operate in general is that it's like, no idea, no idea, no idea. I have an idea and I have to do it right now in this very moment, instant, everything, get it together. And I don't care what it is, it has to happen right now.
Correct.
And I go 0 to 100 And even if it seems impossible, I don't believe in impossible. Come I believe on. That we can figure it out.
The word itself says I'm possible.
And that is me all day. Greg, on the other hand, not that way. Okay. If there's any kind of bump in the road, he's like, well, that's a stop sign. I'm like, no, that's just slow down. So I was like, we need to go on a cruise for a spring break. And so the one that we looked up ended up being sold out. And I was like, that's okay. I'll find another one. And so we ended up finding another one. And then I realized that the kid, Micaiah.
No. Go back. You got to say, then you book the cruise.
Oh, okay.
And then realize.
Okay, fair. Yeah, fair. Yeah. I booked the cruise. I got Greg on board because when he's in, I have to act because he will say no quick.
Yes.
So he was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, yeah, submit. Like it was already ready, right? I just needed him to give me the yes one time. Submit, too late. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And so he was like, what is the return? I'm like, oh, we're in the 90 days. You can't return it. We're in now.
Because she's talking about for spring break, which is like in 3-4 weeks.
Literally. And so I book it. And then I realize that Micaiah doesn't have a passport. No, but here's the problem. She doesn't have a passport, which you need to like go to other places. That's fine. And McKinley's expires in June, mind you. I didn't know any of this. Okay. I just booked.
She booked the cruise first.
Yes. So I was like, oh, we have to get her a passport. That's fine. I will try to look it up. So I look it up and they're like 5 weeks minimum. And I'm like, oh, I don't have
5 weeks.
I have 3 weeks. So... So keep listening. I was like, okay, I don't have 5 weeks. Let me figure out how to like rush and get the passport quick, right? So I'm looking online and there's like no appointments until forever, okay? It's like going for a lot. It's no appointments.
Or go to Sacramento.
So wait, and Greg is gone on the weekends from like Thursday to Sunday. And in order to get a child's passport, if they're under 16, both parents have to be there. So I'm like, okay, this is like really stressing me out because I don't really have a lot of options. So Greg's like, let's just lose out on the money that we're going to lose out. No, not me. We're going to figure this out. So I make an appointment.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized I need her social security number.
Correct.
In order to get a passport. Here's the thing. Me and Greg, we have been trying to find this girl's social security number for a year now. And we have not been able to find it. And so I was like, shoot, I made this appointment for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And we don't have a social, but we tried to apply for her a social on Valentine's Day. It never came.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We did it. We had went up there, did all the paperwork. And so I was like, it was supposed to be here in 2 weeks. It's been a month. Literally, it was March 14th. It's literally 30 days and it never came in. So I'm like, Greg, go to the Social Security office in the morning before our 10 o'clock passport appointment. You go, come back with the social, figure whatever. We're going to be all right. Greg is Greg. So he goes up there, and I'm just going to tell you what I heard when he told me the story, because his version may be different. What I heard him say was he went up there, they finally called his number, okay, and he like, I came up here a month ago with my wife, and we applied, and we didn't get the paper. And she's like, do you have a receipt? Why would I keep the receipt? I don't have the receipt. No. Okay, well, then you have to reapply. But if we came up here, and so then he says, the lady's like, sir, you can... What did she tell? She told him something. It made him upset, so he walked away. Okay? And then he was like, but I was like, maybe I'm not asking the right questions. So I turned back around and I said, am I not asking you the right questions? And I was like, that's what you asked her. You asked her what if you're not asking her the right questions, right? And so she was like,
I don't know what to tell you, sir. You done got on my nerves. Bye.
Exactly. So then he comes home mad. And so I said, did you ask her for Micaiah's social security number while you were there? I just need the number.
Yeah.
I don't need the card.
Yeah.
I asked her if I was asking the right questions. If she knew that that's what I... She should have gave it to me. Okay, but you never asked her that? You never...
And you came in with the wrong energy.
Yeah. So by this time, my passport appointment is passed.
It's lapsed.
It's over. So I was like, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to see if I can just get the passport.
The
social security number. So I go up there. I'm extra friendly. I'm pretty sure I got the same woman. The way that he described her, I was like, I probably have the same woman. And I think she knows.
She absolutely knew.
We have a very unique last name.
Yeah.
So I was like, hi, I have a trip coming up and I need to get my daughter's passport, but in order to do so, I need her social security number. Can you give me the number? Oh, yeah, I can write it down. She literally writes it on a piece of paper. And she's so, oh, so you guys came in a month ago and you didn't get it? Oh, well, here's what you need. Gave me all the information. Granted, now I have to go back again.
I don't think Mel has Micaiah's birth certificate.
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay.
So I later learned.
I think I told you that.
You did.
I was like, I know I told you that because we
cruise. I'm going through all this and I can get on the cruise with just her birth certificate. I don't even need it.
I thought you didn't have it. I literally told you that.
I have. Her birth certificate. I don't even need to do all this. But
I can't stand you.
But here's the thing. So I have been calling the passport place because I'm like, I need to get an appointment. How can I get one quick? This is, again, these are, it was a mess. But Greg was like, Marcus said Angel got her kids' passports in a day, like same day. So I was like, Angel, what you do? So she's like, you got to tell them exactly 14 days, because I kept calling and they were like, if you can go to Arizona tomorrow, right. We have an appointment in Arizona. And I was like, Arizona, ma'am, I'm sorry, I'm in Los Angeles. And she was like, yeah, I know, you can also go to San Francisco on yes. Friday. And I was like, no, I don't. And so Angel was like, no, tell them 14 days. Give them exactly that time frame. I called them people and I said 14 days to the day. And she was like, oh, yeah, there's openings from 7 to 11 a.m. I was like, girl, and it's in L.A.? She was like, yeah, you don't have to go to Sacramento. You don't have to go to Arizona. Yeah. You don't have to go to San Francisco. So anyway, now I have an appointment for both girls because McKinley's is expiring in June. And we're going to go get their passports. I lied and told them 14 days, but the trip later than that. But now I'm going to have the passports and I didn't even need them. And I have Micaiah's social security number. This is a win is a win.
A win is a freaking win. And you should be really grateful that you didn't need therapy at the end of this. Through all of this, yes. I'm sure Greg is watching in anticipation of the marriage therapy that shall happen and commence. If you need therapy, which we all do. Therapy is not a bad thing. Therapy is not something that you should be ashamed of. It shouldn't come with any stigma. Or I think stigmatism is the long word of stigma. Okay, then. Oh. I thought in my mind, I was thinking about that's astigmatism. Yeah. Oh. So it shouldn't come with none of that, whether it's in your eye or like social constructs put on top of you. Therapy is really, really a good thing. It's really a great way to learn about yourself, be familiar with yourself enough to know about your patterns, how you show up in the world, and really better yourself to show up in the way that you like, the way that you envision yourself. Do you ever envision yourself showing up and then you don't quite make the mark of that the way you envision yourself? Yes. Therapy will help you reach the way you envision yourself. Therapy is freaking fantastic. We literally just talked about it with our dad and his wife and me and my sisters. Mm-hmm. Like, we are all like huge proponents of therapy. It's a great way to just do and show up, like I said, as your best version. And BetterHelp is here to help you with that. It's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is one of the best parts to me, in addition to it being really convenient. Finding a therapist that's going to work with you, vibe with you, could be a bit of a process. And the fact that they help you switch and it's no additional cost or charge to you is the way to go. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
Today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
GJ.
So the lesson here is that you don't need a passport.
No.
You, in fact, can use a birth certificate.
Yes!
But in the event you are in a crisis and you do need a passport, 14 days.
Tell them 14 days, urgent. You have to have proof.
Did they provide? I was going to say, usually they make
when
you provide
proof.
When
I go to the appointment, I have to have proof. But here's the T. Here is the T.
Okay.
Because Southwest will refund you up until like 45 minutes before your flight, you can buy a Southwest flight and make it 14 days, get your passport, and then cancel that B.
And then you could get your expedited passport.
Bam!
What's the expedited fee? The rush fee for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's
okay, that's not bad. If it's urgent enough, child, she said this a whole lot. It is kind of a whole lot.
No. That's the problem. You sounded like Greg. You can't take the obstacles, right, as a sign that you should turn around.
Okay.
No. You got to fight.
Okay.
All my life I had to fight. You got to fight.
I'm going to say this. Just plan things. Like, we had got the boys' passports like a month ago when they were on Christmas break.
For no reason.
For a reason. What? So when we buy the tickets to wherever we're going to go in the future.
See, you don't even know where, though. That's the problem. I like urgency. I like fire under my behind. It makes me act.
Yeah, you act a child. You did it, okay?
And I like a challenge.
Yeah, and you did it. You accomplished. You overcame every obstacle and came out winning. You got a birth certificate. Absolutely. You got a social security card and number and passport.
Yes. You tell me no, I'm going to figure out a yes every
time.
We're
here for it.
So.
Very good. We love this.
Forward to my pictures and my reels of my cruise.
Yeah, this should be. Actually, you're the test of me right now because I am so anti-cruise right now.
Well, I've been looking on TikTok and I've been like looking it up and everything, and people are showing that it's fine. So we'll see if we come back without COVID.
Okay, that's what I need to know, Chad. I really need to know. Okay, so what happened to me this week?
Yes.
Because we love show and tell here. Yes. Let me see if it's in my wallet. Because we love show and tell here. Oh, it's not. I got towed.
When?
Wednesday.
Why? What?
In December? Yeah, so this is what happened. I am more on time than I am late.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Uh-huh. I'm usually really pretty timely if I'm late. It's literally unforeseen reasons or like I made a decision that I'm going to be late for something.
Yes.
Like I just know I'm going to be late. So I'm going to do what I got to do and do what I got to do.
Yeah.
So on this, I was like, it was raining on Wednesday. I left with an hour's time and I got there with like 15. Well, I was like 15 minutes late. So I get there and I'm frantic because I hate being late.
Me
and
too.
I especially hate being late to my hair appointments because I'm normally his first client. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he's probably sitting there waiting on me. Like I was stressed. So I get to the parking lot to where I park. It's a little, you know, he works downtown, like literally across the street from Staples Center.
Yep.
And so I park in this little private lot. I jump out the car because I'm late immediately. Just, oh, my God, let me get my stuff. Like I'm 15 minutes late. Go up to his suite, and I'm like, you 15 minutes early. Your appointment's at 10:30, not 10 o'clock. You're here at 10:15.
Oh.
So I'm like, Greg, I'm out here, but I'm going to stop by Starbucks. I was starving. No big deal.
Yeah.
So we go. I sit down, get my hair done. We're at the end. Another person pulls up because he's actually pretty, like, scheduled. Like, I'm not normally there because he overs, you know.
He's not one of those.
Yeah, he's not one of those hairstylists that has 35 people coming in at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the chair getting my final touches. This lady comes in. She's new. And she's like, where do you guys normally park? So everyone's going to like where they normally park. I'm like, yeah, I usually park at this little lot. Oh, my God. I didn't put money in the thing because I jumped out of my car because I thought I was late. So I just jumped out, went, got Starbucks, chilled. In fact, like was having a great time. So I'm at the end by this time, 10, 11, 12, because I got a relaxer. So I was 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. It was probably 3 hours
I was there.
So I say to, literally, I'm like, yeah, it's down the street. It's like $7. No big deal. Oh my God, I didn't put money. Oh my car is towed. You guys, my car is towed. And they're like, no, Melissa, it's probably not towed.
I was about to say.
It's going to be a ticket. No, when they're private lots.
It's gone.
Oh yeah. Yes, it's a private lot.
It's a private lot.
Oh yeah. They know like, all the cars.
Yes. I was like, I'm
your
sure.
Attendant probably saw you walk away.
Exactly. Like, and it was there for three
that
hours.
One.
You know they, yeah. You know. So I come downstairs. Mind you, my car is big and red.
It is big
okay?
and
it is,
red.
There's no missing my car. Okay. And I always park in the same spot. So I come down and I don't see my car. So I'm like, I know my car is towed. I'm like, maybe you parked in a different spot. No one I know better.
Yeah.
Because I park in the same spot. So I'm like,
that's
it's not.
The worst.
But just walk around the lot just in case. Mind you, the lot is this big. Okay. So I walk around. I don't see my car. So then I take out my, I have an app that tracks my car.
Smart.
That is smart.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I'm about to show you. Okay, I'm about to show you so you could tell the people what this thing said. And it freaked me out because I was like, my car is stolen.
I was going to say, what?
It's a better, it's not towed, but it's a better.
It is stolen. So screenshots. It says, oh, it's over a week ago. Me and Kev text too much. I don't know if I'm going to find it. So anyway, it says,
why don't you
collision detected.
It's a screenshot?
Yeah, that's what I just went.
Oh,
and
but
it
you
did.
Went to images and
yeah,
it wasn't.
Oops. Okay. Anyway, it said collision detected.
Oh, no.
So I said, somebody hit my car and then stole it. Like, my car is gone, right? So I'm calling Kev. I'm like, I got this notification. My car is not here. It's either towed or stolen. I don't know. But, like, it's gone. Mind you, I just got my hair done. It's raining.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm, like, low-key pissed. So I'm like, he's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm looking around, walking around the lot, talking to him. And I'm looking for a phone number. Because you know they have the phone number
yep,
for
yep,
you to call.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, I see the phone number. Let me call. I call. They're like, yeah, girl, we just actually picked that up. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes before I got downstairs.
Oh, that's the worst.
When my car 30 started, minutes. I saw them take the
take
car.
It.
There was a crosswalk between me and the car. And if I had had time to cross and it wasn't busy traffic.
But once they hook it, they'd
once
be like.
Once they hook it, they'd yeah. be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So then I have to call an Uber. It's not that far. It was maybe like a 7-minute drive.
Okay.
So it wasn't that far. I had to wait for the Uber to come. Again, I'm still outside raining with my hair freshly done. The car comes. We drive over there. It's in the hood, too. I'm like downtown. I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to be here. And the guy was like, this is your car? We just pulled it in.
Thank you.
But it was only there for this long, so it was like $200, which isn't a lot of money. Because, you know, towing.
Mine was like minus three.
Yeah.
Not including the ticket.
But they were there for, and like my car was, they couldn't have, but just taken it off the bed. Like it was not there long. Because he was pissed that he was like, I got to back your car up. I just put it in. Like he was low-key real mad. So anyway, I get my car and then I have to go home. And that's my story.
Did you pay Greg? The hairstylist?
Mm-hmm. I did pay him.
Since you was running out of there.
Well, by that time, I said, if it's towed or I have a ticket, what's done is done.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't have, like,
you didn't have
I actually called Greg when I was downstairs. He's like, you need me to take you? You all right? You good? I was like, Chad, I'm waiting for the Uber now. Like, it's fine.
That's the worst.
So, yeah, my towing is dumb.
It's stupid.
And that was my first time getting towed.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been towed before.
You've gotten tickets, though, for parking?
I have not gotten a parking ticket, but I have gotten a speeding ticket.
Oh, okay.
When I was turning maybe like 35 or so, I went to go listen, and I've historically had really bad like driver's license pictures. So on this one, I was like, I'm gonna like get dressed.
Yeah.
You know, like it's my birthday, I'm gonna get dressed. I left work, did all the things. I get there. Why they tell me I had an unpaid parking ticket and I couldn't renew my driver's license? Yes. I didn't even know. I don't even remember getting the speeding ticket at all.
That's crazy.
Yes. And so they turned me away and I had to go through this whole process. And because it had been so long, because I didn't know about
it.
Yeah. It went to collections.
Oh, my God.
So when it goes to collections, it's like a process for them to receive the payment. And then it takes like a couple weeks for it to like update in the system.
They make paying stuff so difficult.
Oh, yes. We back on that. And then they have to tell the DMV to release. It was like a whole.
That's so stupid.
I ended up going to the DMV like. Three times.
Oh my gosh.
Before I got my drive like officially renewed.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah. So
I think I've only been towed once in college. We were sophomores and we went to the Underground in Atlanta and it's like a whole bunch of little it's the Underground in Atlanta. If you've been there, you know that what it is. So anyway, we're so excited to go to like Rainbow and 579 and we park on the street. We tried to read the signs, but child, we went and was all in the stores. And when we came back, me and Tia looked at each other. I was like, well, I know you parked here.
It was her car, Tia's car.
It was her car. We were like, where's your car? And then we called the number and they were like, it's up here. The feeling you get when you...
Man.
Walk up on a place where you like
you park yes
and you're like
it is not and then you check yourself maybe
did I Uber where is the car like that moment.
That's gaslighting.
Yeah, and you're literally like, did it get stolen? The first thought is stolen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when you realize it's towed, it feels worse. You're like, okay, so I did this? Okay, yeah. So it's my fault.
So I brought this on myself?
And then you're so mad and you can't be mad.
And you can't be mad.
Nobody but yourself.
And it costs so much money.
Yes, it does.
It costs so ATO. Yep, that dang on ATO in Atlanta. They get you every time. That's where it was. You got to call, drive up there. It was a bunch of money, too.
It
was so stupid.
Because they'll charge you.
Yeah, they charge you. The longer it's up there. That's why hers was $200.
Yeah, it was only two, which must be a minimum. Here it is right here. Collision detected.
Oh, my.
And I think it's when, let me see if I can pull it up.
Probably when they attached it to
them. Yes. Oh, it's so bright. Oh, they can't see.
They can't see the text.
Yeah, they can't see the words. Anyway, it says collision detected at 1:02. I think I called Kev at like 1:37.
Oh, my. Or something.
Like, it was such a short period of time.
That's
I was
so stupid.
Pissed off.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
So that was my little pop the shirt. The other thing I just want to randomly say this.
Yeah.
I think I'm a fan of this little girl, Northwest.
Oh, I am.
I've been following their TikTok for a while. She's the cutest little thing.
She's the best.
I just think she's the best thing to happen to their union.
She's funny.
She's hysterical.
And she makes Kim be funny.
Yes.
She makes her like full on be a mom. Yes. And that's why it's great. I'm like, yes, Kim, make the stupid horse noises in this phone with your daughter. Yes. Do the stupid dance with your daughter. Yes. Because mom.
She comes up on my TikTok For You page because I don't subscribe or follow whatever the word is for TikTok for nobody. So she comes up and they're serving it correctly. Like, serve me this little girl. I think she is the cutest thing. I think she has the best personality.
Absolutely.
And it's probably going to be a mess when she's a teenager.
Yes.
But as this little girl doing these little, and I'm like, do you have an editor on staff? I feel like she probably edits these herself.
Oh, I think she does.
Grew up.
Yes. I think she does.
And she just be,
it'd be funny. And she, when she's with those other little kids, like being a big sister, I'm like, yes, North. Yes. Be you.
I just want to
She's great.
I think she's fantastic. And I literally asked myself, am I a fan of this little girl?
Yes.
Like, what is happening? Every time she pops up, I'm like enthralled with her. Like, I have to stop and see what she's doing.
Chow. I want, listen, when that other little boy, the oldest one,
who?
Mason.
Oh,
when he got a hold of the TikTok, I was like, spill the tea.
That little boy
was like, yeah, so Kylie's pregnant again. and Travis and her broke up. I'm like,
I think he's going to be the Harry of their family.
He's bad.
He's going to, when he is older, he is going to disown his family and then be like, let me tell you how dysfunctional this family was my whole life. And the season that he gets to when his mama married this Barkus dude.
Oh, Travis.
Chad. Oh,
is give Travis me the, Barker?
I think so, because I said Barkus.
Yeah, but it's not. Who? Oh, Bob Barker. Girl, I was like, it's not the dude that did Wheel of Fortune or whatever his name.
Oh,
it's Travis. Yes.
Travis, whatever.
Yes.
I feel like that boy is going to have a tell-all
book.
And it's going to be on Netflix as well.
It's going to be called,
not The Crown, but like the movie or something. I don't know.
The Crown of the U.S.
Yes.
This is great. The other person that I be following the little kids because I be wanting the tea. I was following Solange's son.
Oh,
he is bad. That little is bad.
A few years ago when he had that beef with
the girl.
Yes, that little girl from Disney. I cannot think of her name.
Yes.
Oh my God. I was all in the Twitter streets like I was or Instagram streets like I was a teeny bopper.
Oh my gosh, me too. Me too.
Didn't he say something like, girl, what you gonna do? My auntie's Beyonce.
Literally he said that. I was like, oh, I want him to screenshot what Beyonce has said to him and to his mama because I know. And I want to know what Solange said because that girl, I'm sure she did cuss him out left, right, up, and down.
Yes, she did. Yes, she, yeah, it was Sky Jackson. Thank
Sky
you.
Sky Jackson, yes. That's it.
I know Beyonce. Put that little phone.
Girl.
Don't you ever.
And what Jay say? Oh, I want to be in AT so bad.
Oh, you know Jay-Z pulled him aside because I don't know if his father's in his life, but, you know, he lives with his mama, so I'm sure he has a good close relationship with Jay-Z. Come here. Now,
listen.
Don't. You could be doing the things, but don't be doing the things.
He was out there being. He needed a whooping.
He needed a good old-fashioned whooping out here telling the tea, talking about what you going to do.
And then he was doing all the, like, you could tell he think he too cool. And I'm like, see, this is, I'm in. I'm all in. I'll be following
all the kids be telling the tea.
The only person who don't have no tea ever is Lala's son. What's his name?
Oh, Kyan. Yep.
He be boring. I follow him, but I'm like, you're boring.
You know
your
what?
Your daddy got a whole other baby. He cheated on your mama. And you ain't got no tea to spill?
Yeah, because he's probably real close with Lala. He know it's going to be.
That's what she, it seemed like, yeah.
Yeah, she probably know. It's going to hurt her.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt, yeah, Keon. Is it Keon or Cayenne?
It's Cayenne.
Oh, okay.
She be saying Cayenne.
Okay.
Like pepper.
Yeah, that's what I literally think yes, of every
that's
time.
That's how I remember.
Yeah, the kids be telling me too. So anyway, that's it. All right, we have a little segment that we call, Pop the Trunk. I do have a small Pop the Trunk, and it's on Jesus.
Jesus?
It is. I'm going to tell you why. So the forecast in L.A. is that it's supposed to rain.
Oh, my God.
It rained yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
And all day last week. Every day last week.
Yeah, and basic, yeah. And Josiah had a game on Saturday at 8:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I had to be there at 7:45. I actually got up late. I got up late hoping that baby wouldn't get up, but he did. We go to the game. They play fine. I mean, it wasn't on Saturday. It was on Sunday.
I was going to say, I was at your house on Saturday morning.
Yeah, it wasn't on Saturday. It was on Sunday.
Y'all did not go.
And it didn't rain until we got in the car and pulled off.
Left
the game.
Oh.
And I just feel like, Jesus, if you know it's going to rain.
Amen.
Just make it rain at the top of the day mm-hmm. so all the things that day can be canceled.
Amen.
It don't make no doggone sense that I had to get up at 6 a.m. to prepare for this game, go to the game, and then you know what your little nephew did? Forgot his jersey.
Oh, no.
Yes. So I dropped him off and had to go back home
to get the jersey.
To get his jersey for him to text me about 50. It was about 30 minutes away. 15 minutes in, somebody going to give me a jersey. So then I had to circle back.
Oh, no.
Yes. Stay at the game. They lost. And then as soon as we got in the car to pull off, it rained. I just feel like that's disrespectful.
I agree.
I feel like, Jesus, if you knew and it was already scheduled, it wasn't just like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it rain. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I didn't know it was supposed to rain today. Yeah, you know, Jesus up there making it rain. If you didn't just make up your mind in the middle of the day because you're sovereign, like, you know what I'm going to do? If you knew enough that, you know, it was in the forecast and the weather people could tell that was what was supposed to happen.
Yes,
girl, just make it start raining at 12 midnight. Like, just make the day a rain day so we all can make our plans accordingly. Because I had to get up.
You did. But, like, also, if it only rained overnight, sometimes I'd be okay with that because I want a sunny day.
No, me too. But then be like, it's supposed to be sunny.
Oh, actually, I agree. Because then it'd just be gray and ugly.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, girl, do
like,
the
girl,
things.
Like, girl, just hello.
Don't like halfway commit.
Yes, don't halfway commit. It's going to rain at 2? Girl, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just no. Rain.
I agree. But also, enough of the rain. I am so
over this LA rain.
Over it. I have to go get these passport pictures, and the teachers are striking in LA, and so McKinley is not finna have school for the next 3 days. So I'm like, oh, perfect. I can go get this.
Is
passport
it for sure
picture.
Happening?
Yes.
I got an email today, and they were like, just in case, like, use this portal to keep the work going.
Oh, they are like, don't bring her tomorrow.
Dang.
We won't be here. So I am like, oh, good. I can, like, go get her passport pictures. But it's raining, so I'm like, I don't want to go in the rain.
No, moving around about the country in the rain is very good.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, no, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. So that's my Pop the Trunk. I just want to tell Jesus, you know, you got to just, let's just make this a thing either all day or not, okay? This is the thing. Pedro said, is it a strike? Is it for pay? I literally told Mel.
Yep.
Teachers only strike in this country for pay.
Which is sad. Which is
sad.
Pay these people their money. Pay them. They
deserve all the money.
They're taking care of your kid.
Literally.
No, literally.
Pay these people.
I honestly think, I say this all the time, teachers these days, I ask my boys this, did you ever think mom and dad were aliens?
No.
Did you ever think your parents were aliens?
No.
Oh, then maybe I am the weird one. So I used to really think our parents were aliens.
What does that mean exactly?
So what it would mean for me is like if we were like out in the middle of the night and we were driving and I felt like I didn't recognize where they were taking me, I would always be like, oh, this is it. We're about to like go off in a UFO and they're going to like kidnap me.
Girl.
And we're going to, I literally thought so. But it extended not only to my parents. Maybe I just thought of all adults. Actually, I didn't think all adults. I thought our parents were aliens. I thought my teachers were aliens.
I thought teachers didn't like they lived at the school.
Me too. Yeah, they like
I didn't
they were
think
just
that they were peop, like real people.
Yeah, they're just like an avatar that teaches you, but that doesn't do anything.
Because if you ever saw them outside of the school, you were like,
you're like, what, why are you at the grocery store? Yeah. What do you mean you eat? Teachers these days, they have lives.
Oh, absolutely.
They have vacations.
They do.
They get pregnant.
They be out here.
They go to weddings.
They
get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were kids, if your teacher got sick, you were like,
yeah.
Like having a substitute, it was so rare.
Yeah, yeah.
And nowadays, they're like, what happened? She had a friend's wedding to go to.
Yeah.
Like teachers' lives only happen from June to August. Like I'm so confused right. why they have like
the
things
to
do.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Anyway, no, I literally did. I asked the boys. I was like, you guys never thought we were like going to kidnap you guys? And they were like, girl, no. And I was like, oh my God, I literally used to
yeah,
think our parents were aliens.
That's weird.
I used to always think like, because I have no proof that you're my mom. I have no proof that you're my dad. So if all I know is you, how do I know that you lied? What? How do I know you didn't lie? How do I know that?
Girl.
And so I would be like, okay, because I can't prove that you're not lying to me, maybe you kidnapped me.
Maybe you kidnapped me.
And so in the middle of the night, like if we were, especially if I didn't recognize when we were where we were going, I would be like, okay, they're about to like take me to outer space.
Time.
It's like literally I would be like, okay, now's the time. Like this is
That's
it.
Hilarious.
This is it for me. They're gonna kidnap us and we're gonna be in outer space.
I hate you.
I don't understand why you guys don't think that. You guys never thought your parents were like,
No. I'm curious about what was the instance that made you think that they weren't your parents.
I don't know. I was just being a deep thinker child. Like, you know what? You could possibly not be my parent.
And then you go to alien at that because.
Yeah, I love how you jump all the way.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Those
not
are my only
like,
options.
Hilarious.
Those are, if you're not my parent, you're an alien. You're going to kidnap me one day. We're going to go back to our motherland and outer space in the use of UFO. It's probably because I was a fan of E.T.
That's what I was about to say. Maybe you watched something that like.
I used to love that movie.
Your mind that made you feel like.
Yeah, that's probably it
exactly
on like a subconscious level. Yeah, I'm with it.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, then we have black. Oh, this is Mel's part. Okay, black Twitter trends. We talk about things that are trending on the internet, not necessarily pop culture stuff, but just things we want to talk about.
I know, and I have a lot of things to say. So please jump in.
Okay.
Because it's just a lot of things. First, though, I'm going to start with I saw this tweet that was like unpopular opinion about relationships, something like that. They always do these like unpopular opinion about whatever the topic. So the one that I saw, and I should have screenshot it, but I didn't. But it basically was like a man, when a man says he just wants to be friends and you continue pursuing him as a woman, you're low-key manipulating. You're the manipulator, and you're wrong in that instance, not him for, like, leading you on. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting take because traditionally or historically would have put blame on men for or whoever the person is that's doing the leading, right? Like you're leading this person on knowing mm-hmm. you only want to be friends. Even if that person at the beginning says, I just want to be friends, but then you start acting as if you want to be more friends with that person
uh-huh.
and that person continues, the other person continues, they're not wrong. And that's kind of what the tweet was saying. And so, again, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I low-key, that's the way Greg and I started.
Wait, how you guys got married or how you started a relationship?
No, not married, man. When we first started talking.
Okay.
So the story is that, I won't go into the whole story, but basically Greg was like, I just want to be your friend, whatever. And I gave him my phone number. We started talking. So I also at that time was like, yeah, I just want to be friends. Like, I don't really want a boyfriend. Like, let's just whatever. So we were like hanging out. But then I, of course, start having feelings.
Yeah.
And I'm also like, I'm only hanging out with you. And like, why don't we be together?
Yeah.
Like, tell me again what the problem is. And so for a while, he really was like, I just want to be friends. Like, what's the problem? So then I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have to stop talking. Like, I'm finna be done, whatever. And so then, Greg never asked me to like be his girlfriend. He kind of just was like, yeah, yeah. I mean, we cool. Like we, yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess. So that is like, you know, how we started going. But that's wrong of me. Like if he starts off saying that he only wants to be friends.
I think it depends on how you go ahead.
In my opinion, it depends on the who's aware of what intentions. Like if you're like, I like you this way, and they say, no, I just want to be friends, but then you still hang out with them and you do things that may be more than friends, and they allow you to do things that may be more than friends, then it's both parties are at fault there.
Okay.
If they're continually stopping you saying, no, I don't want to go that far, no, we can't do that because of X, Y, and Z, because I just want to be friends with you, then it's like they're guard. They put up a boundary. If they let those boundaries down, then it's on them. For allowing you.
Which is why I don't think that you saying what you want to do is necessarily manipulative. It's like both of you setting the intention.
Okay.
Like, I want this. So you either come here and you, like, acquiesce to what I want, or you say, I only want to be friends, and you acquiesce to what he wants. I don't think that's manipulation.
Yeah. Well, here's the manipulation part. And so actually in our case, maybe
your case is a little different.
Maybe ours is. But if... I'm just going to, for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to use men and women. If a man says, I just want to be friends, a woman says, okay, but does things in a way that's trying to convince this man to be with me. And so now I'm doing girlfriend things.
Yes.
You are trying to make him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's different.
There is a fault, or it is more manipulative on that end. But if the guy allows certain things to happen and doesn't like, because I mean, we're both aware of like things that mean more in a relationship than things that don't. If they allow it to happen more often, then it's also on them because if they truly don't want a relationship, they should be stopping that thing from happening.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it's a little bit nuanced, and so you have to dive deep into like the specifics of a circumstance to decide if it's manipulation or not.
Yeah.
However, I don't think there's anything wrong with, oh, we're just going to be friends, someone catches feelings, and as long as you say that aloud.
Say what aloud?
Like, hey, I can't do the friend thing anymore.
Oh.
Like, I want to be, we need to go together.
Yeah.
Like, that's it for me. But if they say, nah, that's not going to work, then you have a decision to either acquiesce to their just friends or be like, well, I can't do this. This has to be done.
Yeah.
And so going along with the, I just want to be friends, but really I want to do this. And hopefully with me just going along will convince you to do otherwise. Yeah. Or I keep bringing it up to get you to convince me otherwise. Then that's the manipulation part.
Interesting. Okay. Well, it was just, I was like, oh my gosh, did I not manipulate? Well, at some point I recognized that like, oh, I don't want to just be your friend.
That's
I
want
to like continue on. And he was on some still trying to be friend thing, but I for a while still was like, okay, we're just, eventually he will see how amazing I am.
Right.
And that like I should be his girlfriend. But then eventually that got old and I was like, so listen, we go, just not finna work. But that little part of me being like, he gonna see how great I am. It was a little bit of manipulation.
Yeah.
And the problem with that too is that really is not about you. Steve Harvey said this thing a while, I think about Marjorie, where he was like, maybe he was talking about Marjorie. I don't remember. Don't quote me. But the point is, he said at some point, a man will do what he has to do if you are the woman he wants to be with. Some version of that. And I was like, that could be a little bit toxic because you're putting the onus on the woman. You're making her feel like
I have to earn
if
enough.
I am the person I have to be the person he wants, and that's going to make him change.
Yeah.
When in actuality, a man that don't want to change, ain't a man that don't want to be in a relationship, ain't finna he gonna do what he wanna do. And it's not about you. It's not about you changing him, convincing him, telling him, showing him, treating him different in a way. Now he just is like, man, this girl's dope. I'm still finna F her and everybody else that I call. Thank you for the gifts.
I 100% agree. I 100% agree. A man is not just a man, a person is going to do what they want to do for as long as they want to do it. And when they are ready to commit or otherwise, They will. And to be honest, you don't want to be put in a relationship where you feel like you have to prove your worth as a wife or as a husband to convince them that they're ready to marry you. If we're in a long-term relationship, well, if I'm not the one and my goal is to be married, why are we doing long-term?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why I always say that about marriage. Mm-hmm. This is why I always say that I think people do take marriage seriously. They're willing to be with you long-term, but as soon as they put a ring on your finger and they realize the commitment they're making, they all of a sudden realize, hold on a second, I think I made a mistake.
Yep.
I don't think you're actually the one. You could be with somebody for 20 years but can't be married for 20 years. I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. What happened? That's because y'all should have been had broken up.
Y'all have been had shoulda. Been together.
Yes, y'all don't got to be out here trying to prove nobody nothing. Child, no. Yeah. Okay, next one.
On that note, I posted on Instagram, which is making me laugh still, okay? I posted this. Actually, it started off as a TikTok post.
Yeah.
And literally, I just was like, I ain't posting on TikTok a while. Let me, like, post something. And I just have some videos from a shoot. So I was like, when the point of view is, like, you give the maintenance man your phone number 15 years ago, and now you're 8 years of marriage and two kids in.
Yeah.
Posted it, didn't think anything of it, and starts getting all these views and all these comments on TikTok. And this woman is like, did the same thing 20 years later, three kids, and now I'm getting a divorce. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry for you. And then these other women are like, my maintenance man steals, my maintenance man is on drugs, like saying all this stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, this is like kind of crazy. So I'm laughing, and I decide to take that post and the, like, stories, the comments, to Instagram. So I posted it on Instagram, and somebody reposted it on Facebook, and the comments, child.
Oh.
They have ranged from, this one girl said she's going to court in June because her maintenance man stole from her.
Oh, my God.
Not even have anything to do.
Girl, the other girl said she rejected her maintenance man, and so he stole her TVs. So, like, a bunch of maintenance men, apparently, they be still in, they be on drugs.
they be cracks out.
They be cheating. It's like a whole bunch of drama. And then the other posts the other comments are like, my man is coming. You know what? I'm going to just like.
Oh, the prayers of.
Yeah, prayer. And yeah. I was like, oh, well, girl, this isn't that. Like, that's not this kind of post. Yeah. Like, oh, girl, don't go date your maintenance man because I dated mine. Yeah. Like, ooh. So anyway, it just was I've been cracking up for like a week now because all of these comments are funny and sad.
TikTok, though, is a way to go with hysterical comments. Oh, I realize I have not traditionally been a person that looks at the comments on TikTok. Like, I low-key forget they exist, to be completely honest, because it's very easy to just keep scrolling. There has been this trend. Did I send this to you?
What?
There is this trend on TikTok, at least in my algorithm world, where people, it's like, show a picture of your child and then what you name them after.
Oh, you did tell me about this.
These comments are hilarious. They will have their baby and then they'll show a picture of like the sun, the desert, a pyramid. And people are like, little pyramid desert Africa sun. She's so cute.
She's so cute.
Little blue sky or blue cloudy sky with a chance of meatballs.
With a chance of meatballs.
It's adorable. Like, when I tell you these comments have me cracking
hilarious
up.
Yes.
They are so funny. And the funniest part is that you are like, well, is the poster, the creator, going to put the child's name
in?
They never do.
Oh, that's even better.
They never do.
That's
so
hilarious.
It's just all of these random, and when I tell you I am just as bad, because I'd be like, did you name the baby Sandy Sun? Like, what? Another one, it was like yacht, water, something else. The comment was like, your vacations are more expensive than what I make in a whole year.
It's so cute.
Little white privilege is the best.
That is the best.
I be in these comments. It is the best part about the
hilarious trend
is the folks' comments. I'm trying to tell you, go find yourself one of these pictures
and
look through these comments
and
just prepare to have a good time.
Amen.
Just prepare to have. This is the other thing about TikTok that's hilarious too. I wanted to send it to you. I got served like one portion of this woman's like 6-part story time on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
She was adopted. Oh, God. Let me tell you the story.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. So she was adopted. Okay. She's Asian American. She was adopted.
Okay.
And then that family gave her up.
Okay.
At like 7 months or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Then she was adopted again.
Okay.
Into this other family.
Yep.
So she's telling the story. And I think the point was talking about her sister is also adopted. And like, they didn't really get along.
Okay.
And so she's telling the story, you know, I was adopted and I lived in like North Dakota or something. I don't know, some random state in the U.S. And, you know, they couldn't handle it. So they gave me up and now I'm living with this family. They're my adoptive, feel like that's my mom, my dad, whatever. She gets a DM and the lady is like, hey, I actually think my adopted parents adopted you.
My adopted parents adopted you.
And gave you up. They're the family that originally gave you up. They said they adopted a little girl. They said they gave her up. And they said they're from the same, like, North Dakota or whatever. Yes. So they connect offline.
Yep.
Okay. So she's like, well, can you send me their name? And I'm going to ask my parents for my original adopted parents' names as well.
Okay.
So then she comes back and opens the people's names.
Uh-huh.
When I was on like pins and needles, like, what if they're
really
the people? Like, what if they're the same? Are they going to meet afterward? Like, and then why did they give her up? Like, what happened?
Away?
And oh, I was all in watching the 6-part series. It was not them.
Those weren't her original adoptive parents.
The disappointment that came over me, because I was on like story, I think it was like 6 parts, and I was on like story 3 or 4. So now I have to go back.
Bam.
Like, by the time I'm in, I'm like, I think I entered the story where she's like, yeah, this woman contacted me and she had this, that, and a third. And she hadn't posted the response that,
yeah,
like the, because the girl had to mail her the stuff.
Oh, got
yeah.
it, got it.
So she opened them up at the same time. So I was, oh, girl, who are you? What is going on? She's like a huge TikTok influencer. She like does skincare videos,
okay,
or something like that. Freaking the best thing I've seen on TikTok. I was sitting in my car. I mean, all in. All in.
Okay, but if that's not the parents, now everybody's all in. She has to find them.
That's what I feel like, too. But then she did another follow-up where she had us meet her. Listen, I'm all in on this woman, okay? Where she had us meet her adoptive parents.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, this is it. Basically, like, this is enough for me. She doesn't have the desire to meet the adopted parent, her first adoptive parents that gave her up. She's like, I don't have a need. Like, this is it. They've taken really good care of me. They're my mama. They're my daddy. Like, that's it for me. And that didn't work out. It wasn't them.
Got it.
Like, I'm officially out. And I can't imagine what that would have done for her emotionally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a viewer, I'm all in.
This is the best.
But for her, this is her life.
That's her life.
Yeah, you know what I mean? To open that door and who knows, like, rejection or abandonment, like your birth mama gave you up, then you
and
were adopted, and then they gave you up. Like, I can't imagine what that would have done for her.
Better help.
But listen to me. But as a viewer, I was all in.
Child, TikTok
all
is
in.
They trying to get rid of it, but it's a good time.
It is. It's a little bit of everything.
Everything
that makes it like freaking fantastic.
Yes,
you know,
it's so good.
Anyway, yeah, it happens quite often. It's really sad. Yeah, give me, listen, there. I wish I could find a woman's name because I low-key screenshot her in my photos because I was like, when she posts this next video, like, I have to know.
Tune
like,
in.
Yeah, I have to know what's going to happen. Like, I must know how this story ends.
Jesus.
Okay, go ahead. So, I don't know if you guys heard Pastor Jamila Gooden Issues and Apollo. Okay, she's the pastor that went before her congregation and was talking about some woman that was trying to get between her and her husband.
Mm-mm.
And so she does her whole little bit. And at the end, she's like, you know, so-and-so, girl, I'm coming for that donkey. Okay. She says it across the pulpit to the guy. Yes. So someone's recording it. I don't know how it got up, but somehow it got on the interwebs. It came across my timeline on the Instagram and I had synced it. Then a few days later, she issued an apology.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically said that she shouldn't have done that behind the office while standing in the office of pastor because she was speaking from the point of view of a wife. What are your thoughts?
So here's the thing, okay? I agree with her fully. You can't be on the pulpit. You can't be at the church and cursing and telling the woman that you finna pull up. That's not appropriate, okay? Because first off, the people in the congregation didn't come for that. Right. They came to hear from the Lord.
Correct.
Okay, the word of the Lord, and you over here cussing folks out and threatening people. So you shouldn't have did it on the pulpit. You should have done it.
I 100% agree.
You are within all right, in my opinion. When it comes to your family, your husband, your children, the people that you love who are closest to you, you are well within your right to curse up and down anyone.
Left, right, and center.
Who threatens that, who disrespects that. You are allowed to pop the trunk, and whatever that popping of the trunk looks like for you, you are well within your right. And I don't care if you have pastor, bishop,
superintendent.
I don't care if you a doctor, a PhD, if you are Wendy on Real Housewives of Potomac. When you are disrespected and the people you love are disrespected, you pitch the tent, we gonna have a circus.
I literally could not agree more. And I loved her apology for that reason, where she was able to essentially differentiate the wrong that is doing it across the pulpit.
100%.
The wrong in doing it when you are operating in pastorship or pastorialship, or when you are preaching. No, you can't be doing that here. However, but plus also as a wife, if someone comes and is threatening that relationship or attempting to threaten that relationship or attempting to drive a wedge between you and your partner, that is the healthy jealousy that I talked about in Marriage Be Hard, which is a New York Times bestseller. OK, it's still available. Hello. You should get it. And we need to clear them out. So because I'm trying to get the one with the New York Times bestseller stamp on it. OK, so hello. So anyway. That is a healthy jealousy. It is okay to be jealous and protective over something that you value, such as your marriage.
Amen.
So as for me in my house, listen, you may have gotten a good cussing out, and I think that's perfectly okay. Amen. I think that is appropriate response.
100%.
Because that's your man. That's your husband. And what you think.
And what you
this
think.
Ain't what it is. So no.
100%.
It was interesting looking at the comments, because I think sometimes people, especially non-Christians who want to have an issue with Christians, forget that Christians are people first.
Yep.
And you can't differentiate. You can't separate is the word I'm looking for. You can't separate human emotion.
Yes.
We try to control it. We try to act in a way that is representative of Christ and have a response that he, but sometimes we be messing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes
emotions get the best of us.
Amen.
And sometimes we're just mad and we're just angry. And sometimes you be like, girl, guess what? I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
The next time I see you, it's finna be on and popping. And you can't be like, she supposed to be a pastor. She is. It's just on that day, she just decided to be a Jamila Gooden, who said a vow to a man that she loved and spent her life with, and decided to commit her life with, and probably got children with, and bought a hat, and have all this time and energy invested into this man and this relationship.
Yep.
And you coming over here, would it be on? Ring the alarm! I've been through this. If I see another chick on his arm, that was her energy.
Yep.
And for me, correct.
Amen.
Correct. That's it.
That's it. And that's all.
Okay. Mel Takes TV. I watched The Queen's Court.
Okay. So you could talk about it, because we started watching it together and then
I
went home
last night.
Okay. What happened?
Are you going to watch it?
I don't have that network.
Girl, you could have logged into mine.
Oh, well, you can tell it anyway. I didn't see what happened.
Oh, okay. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it or you plan on watching it, we can make this quick because we had an hour. Although y'all be wanting us to go over an hour. So, I watched The Queen's Court, binged it all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, which is very hypocritical of me, I was texting Charisse, our friend. Yep. I took you off because I wasn't sure if you're going to watch it, and I didn't want to spoil it for you. So I was texting our friend Charisse because she was the one telling us, like, you got to watch this show. As a person who's created a dating show, I was so, I was like hypocritical at myself watching it because I was so pissed. Like the whole thing, I was like, oh my God, they're falling for each other too fast. Oh my God, this is not real. Oh my God. And I was like, girl, like,
you did it.
You literally, someone has a whole marriage. We're about to do Love on Stage Season 2 update like next weekend or 2 weeks from the 31st. Like, girl, it'd be really like people fall that this type of circumstance, you understand how like intense it can be. So, anyway, the premise of the, well, one of the things that Kevin and I noticed is you and I also watched the Netflix dating show recently. I can't think of the name of it. With the house and the people, and they were hooking up.
Oh. The one I know what you're talking about.
With all the Netflix celebrities. I can't think of the name.
Perfect Match.
Perfect Match. Thank you. So we recently watched that. That's with an age group of people who are probably at least half my age, okay? If I'm approaching 40, they're in their early 20s at best, okay? This show is people that are closer to my age. Mm-hmm. What you immediately notice is their conversations are not like, I mean, he's cute and we be hooking up and da, 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 da. It's like, you got to get to know me better. Mm. What's going on in your life? Uh-huh. What you want to do?
Yeah.
I need you to be vulnerable with me. I feel like you have a wall up. Uh-huh. What's the wall up for? What happened in your childhood? Like, immediately.
Going there.
They're like, I'm 40 years old.
I ain't got time.
I don't have time for the foolishness. I got kids. It's very much like, is we is or is we ain't.
Yeah.
Let's not waste each other's time. Okay. So at the end, Tamar gets engaged.
Yep.
Full on.
To attorney guy.
To JR. Only time will tell.
Yeah.
The only thing I personally didn't like about him is every time he was on the screen, he was advertising his law group.
Really?
I immediately noticed. He has a, he's a injury attorney.
Yep.
Injury attorney lawyer. Every time they, if he didn't have a suit on, and his suit always had a pin with his name on it, he had a shirt like this Kevin Say Studio shirt.
That's what.
But it was his business.
Oh wow!
And I was like, that is just rubbing. I literally eliminated someone. He was a really good catch. You remember Cam's look? Because Cam be in the interviews with me all the time. And I was like, I feel like this is an opportunity for him to just advertise his business.
Oh, no.
That's just something I don't like. That I personally.
Oh, wow.
That's not. If you're here for love, be here for love.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it looks like you're just trying to get free advertisement.
Yeah, yeah.
For your business. And that's. I'm confusion on what your intent is. But you could tell Tamar liked that man from the beginning. Okay, you tell me. Listen to me. Yeah. You could tell. I think they actually had to cut out some of the scenes
because
she was probably invested in him almost off the bat.
Yeah,
that was that. She eliminated this dude named Gatsby who was too much too soon.
Oh, I know. I remember him.
Yeah, by the time she eliminated, I was sick of him. I was like, why is he even still here? He's got to go. Mm. But to me, it almost seemed like the producers were like, clearly you like this white man. His name's JR.
Less.
But you got to act like you. Like, so let's just. Else. Yeah, you just got to. Otherwise, it's too easy for the audience to figure out what's going on. There's no suspense. That's what I thought.
Got it.
So that was Tamar. Nivea. I was so proud of her.
Oh, really?
I was. I'm not going to lie to you. She had these two men she kept going back and forth with. Mac and the other dude. I can't think of his name.
Was Mac the big old...
Yes. Well, they were both big. One was brown skin. One was lighter skin. Okay.
Yep.
It was like Mac and Ty.
Okay.
Mac and Ty. So they literally look like the same person, just like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was... like, so confused. One of the dudes had six kids, lived out of state, and had four baby mamas. I said, now, Nivea, this isn't what Mel said at the beginning where you need to overcome every obstacle.
No. That ain't it.
But I felt like she was the one she liked more. The other dude lived in state. But to me, I was like, neither one of them. I feel like you should say no. But, girl, if these are your options... choose the dude that at least lives in the state.
Yeah.
His kids are older. They're out of the house. Like, you know, choose him. So she gets to the end. She strings them along. By this time, Tamar and Evelyn have chosen their dude. She's like, I don't know. I can't make a choice. I need another day.
Yeah.
She gets to the end. She tells the dude with the two kids that are older that lives in the same state as her, no.
Okay.
So I'm like, God dang, she going to be with this man. Yeah. I'm so mad. She goes over to him and she's like, I'm sorry. Like, you've been really nice. You've been really genuine, but I just can't do it. And I literally said, good for you.
Why though? Why?
Because number one, I don't think she should have been with any of them.
Okay.
I don't think either one of them would have been good for her. It was like she's a very like sexually free person. Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the guys was very much connecting with her on like the sexual basis.
Got it.
But it felt like that was it to be honest. It. Uh-huh. It didn't seem like he liked her for anything beyond that. And to be honest, I was like, girl, he's probably excited. Your baby daddy is Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. Your baby daddy is Future. He just wanted to be in your life.
Future.
I mean, not Future. What's the name? Dream.
Girl, Trent. I was like, T.
No. Dream. You know, okay. Dream, Future. You dream about your future. You know, it's the same.
They're literally not the same. Different
yeah,
people.
I know. It's fine.
But okay, yes. Go ahead.
Future, dreams. The dream. I was like, he is not, like, I don't think either one of them are really here for you.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
didn't feel like it. But she seemed like a person that, like, falls really easy
and
really hard for people. Mm-hmm. So I just wasn't sure like where she was going to go. So I literally clapped for her. Evelyn.
Yes.
Girl, the dude she picked, I was like, from the beginning, I was like, I can't believe like that's who she's naturally attracted to because it doesn't seem like he fits the mold of any of the guys I've known her to date publicly.
Okay.
I looked him up though. He has like a
What's
design.
What's his name? Which one did she choose? I forgot his
Michael. Or, no, oh, okay. not Michael. Lewis.
Okay, I have to look it up. I remember I seen it all.
I think
on...
his last name is Lewis. Lewis.
Okay, it's all right.
Anyway, they got engaged.
Yeah.
In December on her birthday.
Oh.
I think they filmed in like September or something.
Oh, no. I liked him.
Yes. He was really sweet.
He was really sweet.
I was more surprised that that was her type.
Really?
Yes. When you think about who she has dated.
Okay.
It didn't line up. LaVon. Thank you.
LaVon.
It didn't line up to me.
Okay.
But she was like, you know, I'm trying to do something different. The people I'm naturally attracted to don't be working out. They be cheating on me. Like, it don't be working.
Yeah.
And they seem like he has, yeah, he's legit. He has a business. He's worth like $1 million. I like legitimately looked him up last night because I was like, to be with someone like Evelyn, you need to be really secure as a man. So I was like, I wonder what he does for his, you know, for living.
What does he do though?
He's like he has like a marketing firm or something like that.
Right.
But his clients are like big,
legit,
like household brands,
names. Yeah. He better.
And he's younger than her.
Oh.
She's 47. I think he's like 41, 42, something like that. It's like a 5 or 6 year age gap.
I love it.
Me too. I was really, really, yeah, marketing firm. I was really, really happy for her. And just, she has like a butterfly tattoo.
Yeah.
Then he bought her the real life butterflies. Were you there for that episode?
Uh-uh.
So she has a thing with butterflies. And as a gift, he bought her like this box and it had like butterflies in it. And she like started crying because it like represents her best friend and all of this other stuff. So that was really sweet. She has a dog. She was missing her dog. So they did a date and he took her to, they had this house and he got like 3 dogs from the pound. And she just had time to like spend with the dogs, which was really sweet.
That is sweet.
It was just like really thoughtful, really sweet. Clearly not what she's used to type of dates. Bless you. Yeah. Anyway, I wish Evelyn and LaVon the best.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she absolutely did. I don't know that I wasn't a fan of Evelyn, but from what I remember from her on The Real Housewives or Basketball Wives or whatever show she was on, I didn't think I liked her, but that was also... It was been a long time since I watched when she was on. So I didn't think I liked her. After watching this, I was like, oh my God, I think I like you.
Oh, yeah. I like toxicity, but so I loved her.
Oh, is she toxic?
She was crazy, but I loved her because of the craziness on the show.
Okay, well, I feel like that's probably why I didn't like her. But it seems like, I mean, she's also 47, Chaz, so it's a lot of growing. You almost need 50. But her daughter seemed really grounded.
Yeah.
And, like, she seemed really grounded. And, like, she was
her daughter
really,
came on?
Yeah, to talk to the guys.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
She just seemed, I can't say Evelyn's voice and her behavior was too much. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah. She was a mean girl. That's what I remember as well. But I feel like, again, maybe it's the way they edited her or maybe it is actual growth.
But I was like, rooting for her.
Yeah, yeah.
I was rooting for her to like find love. I really hope this dude is really good to her. And I really hope they like make it into like happily ever after land. Like I was really happy. Tamar and old dude, the verdict is out for me personally.
Okay.
The verdict. Charisse was like, oh, like my mind changed. I feel like I liked him by the end. And I was like, he was a little too much for me. You know, she was like, it's also a game, you know, a show. So, you know, he's purposely trying to win her, which I get. So you're going to do these like big grand gestures.
Yeah.
But I was like, every time he came, he had like a box of flowers and it was just all this stuff. I was like, it's a little too much. Where LaVon, obviously he's in the same show needing to compete for her as well. And his gestures just seemed a little bit more authentic, more sincere, more thoughtful. So I don't know. That was just my personal take on it. I enjoyed it.
I'm going to have to finish watching then. I didn't get through it all.
Now we need to watch SWV.
Oh, yes. I watched. So we should watch it. SWV and By Escape, whatever the name of the show is. I can't remember.
That's
right
not
now.
What it's called?
It's like Queens of R&B, SWV, and Escape, okay. Or something like that.
I watched the first 10 minutes of the episode last night because it came on like immediately after the show. And I could already tell.
Yeah, yeah. It's finna be good. Swarm is on the list as well. We are over time, so I'm not gonna talk about Love After Lockup, but I just wanted to talk about that fight. That's all
Please
I really
do
wanted
it.
To talk
just
about.
Just do it.
So if you haven't caught up, Derek and Monique, their siblings fought each other. Their sisters got into a fight. And it was just Derek been cheating, child. He said he just slept with 10 women while she was in Chicago, where she's from. Then she came back to Ohio. Now they working it out, but the siblings don't get along, so they fought. And it was...
This was me and Mel's favorite part, okay? When they was in the car.
Wait,
and...
no. You be Derek's sister.
Okay.
I'm going to be Monique's sister. Okay. That bitch not going to swing. That bitch not going to swing. She's in the car. She not finna swing. Come swing then.
Okay. That girl got out the car as if she literally just asked her a question. Like, she was convinced that woman wasn't going to swing. And she said, get out this car and swing then. And she literally said, okay.
Got out the car.
And hopped out the car and swung.
Did a little sunset and
knocked that girl clean out on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the calmness in her okay. It was the best.
It was
her calmness. It was great. It was because she literally, they were trying. Listen, Derek's sisters wanted to fight. Okay, let's be clear. They absolutely 100. They've been itching to fight this girl 100%. From the moment they found out about her. They've been wanting to fight. Okay. The thing is, by the time they got into the car, they was done.
Yes.
Monique's sister, I don't know why that woman thought she could take the other woman.
Girl.
She's tall.
Girl.
She's tall.
Yes.
Okay? There's nothing about her that says you could take her. So when she got out the car, I said, oh, this is terrible.
Girl.
This is terrible. I can't wait till next week.
Me either. That was a good time. Okay, so I just want to end quickly because... next week, make sure y'all watch Swarm because I want to talk about Swarm.
Okay, I want to hold on real quick. Just back on this. I didn't watch, just in case y'all want to watch Love After Lockup.
Oh.
They have a car chase.
Oh, my. That's like 3 episodes.
No, it literally was the length of like 3 episodes.
It's so long.
If you don't watch the show, okay, it is worth at least Googling, because now you have context.
Yes.
Monique and Derek, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
You need to go on YouTube and watch the car chase.
And the fight.
And the fight. Because if nothing else,
yes,
that is worth it.
Oh, my. It's a good time. That's a good time. Those people are crazy. I just want to end on for my What the Florida. And I actually have only did some of the research on this because it's so ridiculous. But the headline is, new Florida bill could ban talk of menstrual periods in elementary school. I hate Florida and everything about them. But legislation moving in the Florida House would ban discussion of menstrual cycles and other human sexuality topics in elementary grades. The bill, sponsored whatever, would restrict public schools' instruction on human sexuality, sexually transmitted diseases, and related topics to grades 6 through 12. And I just... the reality is little girls get their cycles early.
Early.
It's getting earlier and earlier. And there already is a ridiculous stigma around cycles.
Absolutely.
As if it's something women and girls control or asked for or whatever.
Oh, please believe, if there was a change.org petition to take it away, girl, I would be the first.
And so to make it even more awkward and uncomfortable and like to try to other and like just make girls feel bad. Now it can't even be discussed. You already, like, it's already as a little girl and a woman in the way that just society, the way we talk about it, you got to be all secretive and hide it and put it in there and don't put it in the trash and make sure it's the reality is, I don't want this shit either.
Listen.
I don't want it. And now I got to make sure you don't see it to make you feel uncomfortable.
I don't want it to begin with.
I'm putting it where in the trash. I'm loud, okay?
And can we introduce, listen, and Florida, while we're here, can we introduce the talk of cups? Because pads and tampons, they're toxic. Girl. They're not good for you, and especially for little girls.
Yes.
Having the responsibility of changing yourself, making sure you ain't did it, and did it, and did I leave, and did I? Girl, it's too much.
It's so much.
Like, let's normalize this. Let's create an environment for little girls to succeed.
And talk healthily and talk about it.
Yes. Where they're not uncomfortable and they're not embarrassed.
They're not,
and
yes.
Like, girl, this is too much. Or dis. Cups or dis.
Something.
But can we stop the conversation that using a tampon when you're a virgin is making you go break your hymen and make you not a virgin? While we're here, can we talk about that?
Grow up. And don't make little girls feel uncomfortable.
Period.
Period. No pun intended.
Correct.
I hate Florida for this. And if you have children and you're watching, freaking talk about it in a healthy way and make sure that your children and your girls and the women in your life don't feel uncomfortable and weird and bad about their freaking bodies. It happens. Deal with it.
Deal. This girl said they have people free bleeding. I wound up on free bleeding TikTok.
What the hell is
that? So you don't wear anything. No sanitary napkins. I don't know why we call them sanitary.
And you ruin your clothing?
So the thing is, yes. So I was like, do you guys, well, listen, we're all here. We just had the whole talk about not feeling disgusted, da 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 da. But I don't want to go out with blood. So I think they stay in the house during, but they said it lessens cramps and their cycles get shorter when they're free bleeding.
Interesting.
Yes, it's like a full on. I don't know how I wound. Listen, my TikTok algorithm is just bananas. Okay, I get some of the strangest things. Okay, but I wound up on free bleeding TikTok, and this is like literally a thing. And when you read the comments, because now I'm all in on the comments of TikTok. When you read the comments, people are like advocating, like, or championing how great this is because it made their periods shorter and decreased their cramps.
Amen for shorter periods and ones that don't cause cramps. And I want to talk healthily about it. I don't want free bleeding, though.
You're
going to ruin clothing. You're going to, like,
everything.
I'm not about to be worried about all that, okay? Let's figure
Because I wonder
out
what
ways.
The time frame is for you to actually shorten it.
Yeah, girl. No.
Like, how many periods do you have to, how many periods do you have to go through before your body's like, oh, this is what you were doing, we're going to shorten it? I don't know.
Also,
you need a luxury amount of time.
Absolutely a luxury to be able to sit in the house and do that.
Well, not commit to anything.
Yeah.
But also what that says to me, too, is that the products that we're using is literally having an effect on your body.
Yeah, because they're toxic.
Because they're toxic.
And you use it monthly.
And you use it every single
I used
month.
To have the biggest fear about, that's part of, well, two reasons I went over to
The cups
and the disc. Yeah. Well, I started with disc and moved to cups because I always had, whether it was founded or unfounded, I know there is a risk, but the risk is like slim in comparison to like the fear that I had of TSS. Toxic shock syndrome with tampons. When you leave tampons in too long or you use a bigger one than you should and you leave it in too long, like I always had this fear that I was going to be the person that like got TSS. So I always had this like really like it was probably low-key irrational. Like, TSS is real.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get TSS. The likelihood of it is less, is low. And then if you're responsible, it's even lower.
Yeah.
So I wasn't one of those people that would be like super, you know, I never even used
leave
super.
Leave it in all yeah. day.
And I was never one of those people because of my fear. But I always had that fear, you know?
Oh, wow.
So it's very real. I'm not saying that's not real. It's very, very real. But because of it, I always felt a way about using pads. And pads are better than tampons, but it still has toxins. So that's why I moved on. And they're the best. I'm a huge advocate for them. I absolutely think we should be teaching little girls how to use them.
And so
you can be familiar with your body,
Amen.
Too.
Amen. Right, Amen. So screw you, Florida. All right. This was a really long episode. Thanks for watching.
It was. And I have a meeting in 30 minutes. Bye.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.